Wannsee Fishes. The third book was a like open letter to all churches, was meant for all the churches. Then a special book, the Closet was a church at that time that he was not the one started. So Epiphras was the one I think started. So the Galatians, the same church, he didn't go there, started the church. So others, bring the gospel there, they started the church. Then he wrote to another person called Philemon, a personal, if you saw, major thing was that to try to actually appeal, as well instruct Philemon, who was a leader, actually closer. I think so, I'm not sure, we're just sitting on, to receive back a slave who escaped from him. In that time, it's a capital punishment for slavery, lifelong labor, stuff like that. And to receive him back, because his slave came to Paul and become his servant. And they said, I'm treating him all like a son. I want you to restore him, restore back. And also my slave, not punish him, but restore him as a Christian brother. So it's very interesting, Paul, see. Paul has a huge spectrum, Ephesians church was, Ephesians the book was such a sublime, and they said, according to my gospel, stuff like that is a mystery. Now you know the mystery, I know him, right? So such high standing. It's one of the great books up on the gospel, So sublime themes like sonship, like the ridership in the church, the warfare, using Roman soldier to depict the kind of faith we have to exercise against the evil one, in stand against the hardships and trials. And then also Colossae is the same sublime thing, speaking about the Christ Jesus become the two firstborn, the firstborn expounding the sonship, firstborn before all creation, and then the firstborn from the dead. He was the firstborn of the dead. So, speaking about, he started two ages, am I right? He was the firstborn of the present age, and he was the firstborn of the age to come, the new creation, am I right? So, this creation will pass away, so Christ is the new creation come. So, actually, the talk, we're going to talk a little bit of this mystery of creation was related to the same spirit. Because we know in the beginning, oftentimes we think it's the angels or God's heads involved with creation, right? So yes, those may be true, and indeed angel was created before man was there. But there is more than this. God said a word, everything came to be, am I right? It was a retrospective sort of agent in terms of creation, the process of creation, and then entrusted to another agent, that is the humankind, am I right? The recent man, for stewardship, for shepherdship, or for rulership, taking care of government, am I right? Government. So in this light, we have to excuse ourselves from the skewed and contaminated view of government and God, about authority, power, about rulership, about this. And that's my point, So, because that's really this very scriptures we'll visit with Isaiah 11, speaking about he rendered his justice and discernment his decisions, he ruled with justice and righteousness, am I right? His wisdom and love, So that was a restoration, more than Christ himself, but those that come after him, am I right? So as is the church, So led captive into train, we are captives of his. Captive oftentimes is considered as slaves, something like that. But actually, it's more than that. It's speaking about the subduing, am I right? you led the procession into worship, not with fear, not with regret, not with under oppression or control, but because you love the righteous king. You receive the benefits his rule, am I right? Prosperity, peace, order, all kind of good things, am I right? With the righteous king, you know, he blesses you with. So you hold up a holy procession to go to the throne to pay tribute, am I right? What's wrong with that, am I right? You worship him, which is the picture of the feasts God ordained for God's people, am I right? For Israel, for the people. Now, it's the same kind of order that meant to be fulfilled in the spirit concerning the law. That's why Christ, when he came, said he didn't see the rules, am I right? Concerning morality. He's speaking about the essence of the matter. He said, all the law, every stroke of it, every tittle of it will be fulfilled. How so? Because you will know God, am I right? You will be taught by God. You will not ask another one that know God, because everybody will know God. Everybody will want to worship him. Everybody will want to rejoice, am I right? Delight in the fear of the Lord. Everybody will be glory him in the knowledge of him, am I right? Rejoice in the knowledge of him. Everybody will celebrate and with the love and the peace he granted, am I right? So, we will all have thanksgiving, am I right? We will all have praise for him. Everybody will cherish and flourish in his wisdom and understanding. Everybody will volunteer and to help, am I right? To love God and love your neighbors, am I right? So, you see my point? Everybody wants to serve the Father. Everybody wants to serve one another. This is what God ordained for all creation today. But somehow the devil has robbed us all in with it, all creation. Am I right? Ruining for the revelation sound, for ruining for this order of peace, this order for joy, this order of true fulfillment of glory to be restored until the Son of God comes to back to the Father's foreordained purposes and position and place. Am I right? The operation is under a yoke. Or under a lack, right? Imperfection. So therefore, the perfection of our sonship in Christ Jesus is more than ourselves. We need to understand that. You know, just like a star that is itself need to shine with the brightness that is ordained to be, amen? The fullness of glory, am I right? Mm-hmm. You can't expect the morning star to become a noonday sun, am I right? It can be, but the morning star it meant to fully bright and fully set in course and have its full purpose, right? Mm-hmm. In itself, mm-hmm. has no according to the grace and the glory portion of them, right?
Yeah.
It's really found of all perfection in that assignment, right? So
yeah.
Now imagine if it's a star is meant to be perfected in its own sign way, am I right? So what about mankind? When you down away with commentation, when down away with speculation, down away with pride, down with lawlessness in nature, am I right? And disorder, what happened? The order of peace, the order of righteousness, the order for true joy and unison comes. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're speaking about this, speaking about the seven colors, the coming together, am I right? The colors created this beautiful world in our visual perception, am I right? So, what about the music? We're speaking about the harmony of music, am I right? The melodies, the creativity, the enjoyment of it, and the reproducing of it. You have to do, you know, the skill sets involved in perfect. The instrument perfect your appreciation even the process. Now so is all this teaching us there is a unique way God ordained for us as a spiritual man, spiritual instrument, mm-hmm. spiritual creation, spiritual fruits. Am I supposed to be a tree, right? a spiritual being, am I right? As a man, newborn baby grow to be a man. So all those imageries and the spiritual host in all its establishments, am I right? Door, window, whatever. All the elements of it coming together, perfected into its fullness of glory. And that's God's work, am I right? God used different analogy to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually in this wisdom analogy, however, the analogy is one of a tree on a branch. Amen. That's why Jesus said, I'm the branch, and you get the branches, it's the offshoots actually, speaking,
mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, I'm the vines, I'm the major stem, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
A stem come out of one. She said that's the same word. We Greek translate differently, it's in English come. Continue with it, we said, okay, it's a wine. You know, that's my point, you know, so actually it's a major stem where life is branched out and sourced out, eventually fruits are produced, am I right? So it's a picture. Now, he was called a branch. His prophetic title is a branch. Messiah, one of the title is a branch, am I right? So we see he's also a lamb. He's a lion. Amen? Hallelujah. You understand my point? In God using different set of creations.
Mm-hmm.
Last time we talked about. Amen? Right? So, what is man, you might offer him? That you have crowned him with honor and glory above all other creations.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other creations? The trees, the grass, you know, the things that is not alive, animated. Then how about the animated? You know, birds in the sky, fish in the sea, am I right? All the beasts on the ground. And you crown him with the final thing, am I right? So, amen, hallelujah. Do we see this? Am I right? So, we begin to recognize that in the beginning, in the harmony of creation, in the appreciation of beauty, and understanding of things that intuitively grant man, right? Was blind to it, we think it's now God exists. But, you know, just think about one simple thing. Nobody will say, unless the music is extremely difficult and extremely controversial, but a lovely song, no matter who, what language you sing in it, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what instrument you play, to reproduce that melody, am I right? Would any man, even animal, will run to it, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Even plants come to respond to it, am I right? So we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, your mother, you know,
mm-hmm.
before child is born, is going to play some good music. So,
mm-hmm.
So thinking about it, there is a universal language there, and universally, you have been endowed with the ability to appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it, you said that's not good. You know, you just know that when either he's a crook about the standard beauty, you know, all right? He's just trying to be special, you know, try to set his own standard. He may reason all day long, but eventually he said he's just, you know, a little bit weird and prideful, am I right? So,
mm-hmm.
Why is this? Come on, lay down that properness, am I right? Perversion. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate good music, am I right? Everybody's good. It's good for you. Why you have to say it is bad?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand my point, you know? So you know you may be marred for a reason or appeal to people, you know, flashy, whatever, with weird ideas for a season. But when you really grow with your ability to appreciate music, you begin to see through all those fluffies, am I right? So you said, you know what? The simple, the beautiful melody, nobody can want it. You know, your standard doesn't stand, am I right? So, but music stands through all the generations, through all the peoples, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate about all those people have an ability to appreciate, and they have the candid heart, right? Honest heart to see, I appreciate it. I love it, you know? So, amen, hallelujah. You celebrate that, am I right? unless you know, have a different idea about somebody play better than you, what do you do? Do you jealous of it or you appreciate it? My God, you know, that's my point, mm-hmm. you know? You appreciate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You actually produce a reverence in you, mm-hmm. not a reverence, but anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just cherish that guy, that his ability to appreciate and perform music is beyond your, you know, beyond normal, beyond your own. You appreciate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without reason. Just because of love music. What about the spiritual things? What about pure, holy things of God? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. But religion, the philosophers, the standard of the world, the mindsets of the world,
mm-hmm.
had perverted everything. And this is the thing Paul eloquently expounded in the first few chapters of Romans. You know? The perverted of the gospel, perverted of this, you know? And all of us referring to David said, all Christians declare God's glory. All Christian is speaking of the knowledge of God. Am I right? Day and night they declare the knowledge of God. If only you can hear. Only you can hear. So us use the one simple sample of how to enter into a place to appreciate the pure, simple, and the holy things of God. Like music. So who produced that music? Who set the standard of that music? Who gives you the ability to respond and appreciate that music? If music is so ordained for man, am I right? And all creation is to me. What about spiritual things? Should not spiritual things demand a higher attention? Demand you supposed to have a better capacity to approach, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
In this way, religion is great hindrance for us to express who truly who we are in the spirit. Because the twisting, to give you a false idea of piousness, it produces such a huge mountain as if to be spiritual is so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's more simple.
Mm-hmm.
Little babies will respond to the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes I talk to John, the cat normally don't even get close to me, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this morning I talked to Dan, the cat will come around and squeeze on my arms, you know, lay down, you know. Normally he don't even care about like this, am I right?
He's very sensitive.
I know, so am I right? He will always talk some spiritual thing, always come around. Lick my hand, squeeze on me, you know, nudge on me, you know. Almost say, I agree, I'm good. I'm happy. Yeah.
Nicole, I don't know if you heard that, but they're talking about John's cat.
Yeah.
The cat responds very lovingly to Soon whenever he's talking in the spirit.
Yeah.
I think Nicole would really appreciate that.
Is that right?
The computer, maybe she'll be able to hear.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I think for
her to see you because you're the one talking.
Oh, it's okay.
Can you understand okay, or should we turn the computer? Okay, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just depends on the direction of your voice.
Oh, okay.
Like more
than
even
what
you're saying, but just the direction you're speaking.
Let me close it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
I assume she'd really appreciate that about.
Is that right?
The animals.
Oh, animals, it's amazing. Nicole, let me tell a story, okay? So, I have a friend back in the days when I was young in the Lord, this is the term of the Lord. And we have a friend where he raised up the most terrifying cat in the world, almost seriously. I mean, he's a bad cur, he lived by himself at the time. So, and he has this huge mass, a cat. Nobody dared to enter into the apartment, right? So, I mean, literally, make a big deal of the girlfriend, which, you know, they almost spoil the marriage because of cat.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
Seriously.
Because
it's a beast. You know, seriously, you know?
Yeah.
So, live with a cat for many years, you don't want to get rid of it easily, I mean,
yeah.
But the the fiance said it. No, no way, this cat. I'm going to have this cat. Because every time she's going to just jump on her, you know? So never at peace with her. So I'm the only guy actually go in can, you know, spend time there. The can will not bother me. Uh-huh. Sometimes actually I can touch her.
Tame,
you know?
The lion.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is an interesting phenomenon. It's everybody knows Brad has a counselor. So by the time we fellowship together, there's a few elders, you know, doing what there as well. You know, sometimes team was there. Uh-huh. So everybody is asking, teasing him, you know, say, hey, what can I teach you this week?
Oh my goodness.
Brad is a very, very interesting person. Everyone here said, okay, God, you just can't tell me this.
Oh, hey, God can use anything he wants.
The can tried his patience, man. The can really just the worst can you can get. So God said, God sent this can to teach me patience. Yeah, and
like a thorn
so,
in his
body. Oh, seriously, you yeah. know. So, yeah, and Brad is the most gracious person you can. So it's our Brad, you know. So the gracious person, but they're always sensitive person, and they delight in simple truths. So you know, and they're very, very straightforward. You know, down to earth and straightforward. So. I'm so lucky to have those kind of friends those times, you know. So I don't want people to talk to me or just praise me, or, you know, I want people to get to the point, you know. So I can't take it because I'm tired of my life, you know. So I can't figure it out. You have the answer, let's get it, you know. So I want it, you know. So, I'm so tired of myself, you know. And so he's a kid. So we begin the fellowship whenever the spirit showed up. That kid will jump in the middle of the table, he had the wrong table, and begin to move around. Oh, he jumped everywhere. The kid is, he can fly in the ceiling almost, you know? He would jump everywhere. Oh, everywhere. I'm talking about the jumping, am I right? He boom, 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 like a flying bird, am I right? Sorry. So, we go, okay, we're still coming in. So you get a condition, you just come down and sit down with you. Yeah. So, weird, am I right?
Yeah.
And acting up. So one day I was just saying, well, I was living by myself, am I? I said, okay, Lord. Brad said that's a spiritual, am I right? But that cat is acting out like that, I don't know, you know. So, so I said, I think I'm walking in my little neighborhood, am I right? So I said, Lord, what if that be you? You send a cat to me, acting to this, I know you are sending him, am I right? Well, cat showed up and begin to squeeze my eye. Yes. Eh? I mean, follow me all the way to my door.
Wow.
So I did once. I said, okay, Lord, that's a cat, am I right? So who knows? Maybe send another cat. Another cat showed up. So I shared this story one day while I was walking, maybe a few years later, Brad was me, am I right? So we were walking in the neighborhood where Tim was, am I right? We were living there. So I shared the story with him about the canned story. While sharing is no people listening or see reserved, am I right? So I say, you don't believe me? God is gonna send a cat to us. Sure you know. A cat should follow us all the way to our
wow.
Yeah. You know, God can do meaning. I see miracles, signs, just like, you know, the MRIs, I'm not boasting on the weekly basis. Am I right? So, you think, am I right? Whenever I go out, what happens? Signs, wonders, just show up. Yeah, only you know. The Spirit will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
It's no stranger thing. When you walk in the Spirit, you even sin. You never not come in the mode, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord, good pleasure to make sure he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time he's with you, I'm not comfortable for her not to see all of this. Yeah, you need to see that, the responses. They're pretty dramatic.
Pretty what? Dramatic.
So story like that, you know, it's it seems not encouraging, but it's very encouraging. Because, you know, me and Rachel, you remember Nova? Huh? Don't you can speak him right? I was asking the Lord, Lord, I don't know anybody cares about me without agenda, right? I don't have any proof. So I want you give me a proof. Somebody loves me or cares about me without any reason, right? Sure enough, I would expect maybe a girl, joking, right? Maybe a good friend, you know, says me, you know, so. I didn't expect it would be a little Noah who don't even know how to speak, you know, so. Let's say you're old, you know, I mean, make them very surprised because she cannot take Noah away from me.
Aww.
Yeah. Everyone remember that? Every week. That was making a spectacle. Everybody was like, what's going on here? So, it's a big reason for me later on when Tim threw me in his truck and said, let's go, you know, live with me for a while. That's a big reason I decided to live with that, you know, because I'm very cautious to live with it. You'll be a burden for people. And you are your family, you know, so, and, but the big reason I believe I have something to do with Noah. Now, this doesn't happen, right? Until a few years later, they begin to throw the birth party around. And one day I opened the door, they asked me to come in, right? Well, I come back home and I look in there. There is a rainbow and there is a Noah's Ark there, right? A made paper, you know, ark. I suddenly wake up almost because the Lord has given me vision about my name. My name is Ark in the flood, right? So, give me name, right? So, and I suddenly recognized, oh, Noah is the guy getting the ark. Seriously. Oh, man. And we have the same birthday, you know? So give me a break. So, oh, Lord, you know? You know, like that's like a...
Epiphany.
Epiphany moment,
yeah,
right?
There
so,
you go.
Yeah, you never know, right? So... That's amazing. So, speaking of which, prophetic speaking, we have entered the time when the ark is closed the door for the Gentile church. And so, you know, do not ever be late for fellowship such a nature. Because think about the early believers, what they do. They pray, they sing, they fellowship, and they enjoy in the things of the Lord. But more above all, enjoy in the wisdom and the teaching of the Lord. And do you understand my point? You know, Paul went out to be the one of the greatest missionary, but when he settled down in the church and raised up the believers, what do you think the most joyful time he has? Rebuke the Jews? Seeing people, you know, repenting, yes, those are joyful things, or, you know, exciting things. But what do you think the great encouragement for him, comfort for him, exciting thing for him to be, is when the believers crying for the spiritual milk, crying for God's word, am I right? Mm-hmm. Crying for God's teachings, you know, reserved without any hindrance. Their heart to know God, you know, so regardless whatever happened to them, regardless whatever hindrances, relational, life threatened, you know, so whether slave or rich, they come to an equal ground, you know, whether Gentile or Jews, you know, whether old or young, whether man or woman, come to the equal ground and say, this is a place where I can feast in the Lord, where I can learn the Lord, you know, so, and Paul said, let's do this. This is always, I want it, this is always the Lord wanted, and here we can share, you know, so. Amen. In that light, let's pray together, sharing Christmas.
Yes, Lord, we praise you for this gathering and this time set aside to be unified in you, Lord God, to receive from you, to bless you, and to be blessed by you. Thank you for your word to us, even in this season, and making us aware of the season, Lord. Thank you for the reality of who we are in your spirit, God, for the connection that you long to have with us, Lord, and for the grace that you give constantly, Lord, to allow us to walk with you and be connected to you. Lord Jesus, thank you for your brotherhood, your lordship, just your loving kindness, the companionship that you offer. I just praise you for who you are to us, for who we are in you, for the design that you have and the desire of your heart, God, that you be the desire of our heart. Mm-hmm. You truly are the desire of our heart. Mm-hmm. There is none beside you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, the bottom of the sun.
Let us indeed crave you, Lord, far beyond anything else in this world. Mm. Our desire will find you. Mm. Bless these people in this time.
Yes.
Thank you that Nicole is with us,
Lord. Mm. Well, I'm
bless her.
Hallelujah.
And those that belong to
him. Mm.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. Amen. Nicole, pray for us as well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me a scripture. Hallelujah. Then we started sharing the talk along the line of seven spirits. I will continue to do a little bit introduction. This is going to broaden the spectrum of how we understand scriptures, how we understand God's perfect divine design. through things and don't treat scripture like man treated it, with approach with irreverence, you know, scared or approach with human content and their human mind and human wisdom can interpret the scriptures. We know Pharisee failed miserably in this way. We know Paul said that the wisest man in the world could not heed the wisdom of the Lord. We know the Lord said, you search out the scripture diligently, you think you know me, you can find me. But I will tell you, that's, you know, you can't get there, right? Unless you have my spirit, right? So, turn with me. In this pretty occasion, Jesus was very open, very straightforward to speaking about the way how he teaches, how he operates in his teaching. What often I say, okay, we're going to decide, we're going to be a disciple, but have we studied the will of discipleship? What we said, let's learn the Spirit or move in the Spirit, but have we understand the will of the Spirit? We said, we want to know him as a person, right? As a friend, as my counselor, or the teacher, you know, counseling you through all things. But do you know his way? Do you know how he engages people? The Lord, particularly speaking about, he can be grieved, he can be rejected, he can be upset. Amen? Also, he don't do anything on his own, so you better know how he operates, him, right? So, he's a man on mission, right? So, we better know where his command center is, right? So in the operating that way, right? So he is a man under order, under a rule, right? Under a protocol. So who decides those things, right? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm making sense to you, right? So now, in this light, apply to yourself. If the Spirit has subject to the Spirit sovereignty, right? And all wisdom and all power had to be meek and subject to that divine order, right? Divine operation. What about you? You want to serve God? That? Do you know who to serve? You understand my point, you know? Are you man on a mission?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. Paul said it's a great desire, great joy for one to have a desire to serve the Lord, you know, serve the body of Christ. But there is a criteria that has to be applied. There is a maturity, there is awareness that has to be conferred. There is actually anointing has to be set aside, right? It has to be officially assigned, you know, officially affirmed. We said it's man, you know, man's ordination. But no, it's God, right? So God agrees with us, however. And we appeal to God, right? In his stead to open that land. Don't be surprised about it. Don't you baptize people in the name of the Lord? Would you think it means nothing? Right? He told you to do that, right? So you know when you baptize, it's done for the Lord, you know? So there is something that nature can happen in God's assigned human agents to operate in his stead, right? The capacity is his ministry, the grace of his ministry. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, don't be surprised by this, but he has divine way to do it. Disciples is more about this than anything else. Than save a sinner from his sin. Rather than set a man of the world, born of a sin, aside for God. For God. Aside for persons. Am I right? So, appointed to works. So, what is the appointed to work? What are those purposes? It's more important than deliver generally terms. Or uniquely, from your own sins, am I right? Both the sin of the world. Mm-hmm. But rather, it's more important for you to be the one He created you to be. Yeah. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's not good enough for the seed to break old kernel and come out that shell and death, am I right? It's not good enough. Hmm. It's the ultimate power of life is you become a fruitful tree. Amen? You become a fruitful tree. So Christianity has been on the ground for the most part of the teachings, I should say, under sin and death. Because it never struggled, groaning under, and it never even come to the light yet. But it come to the light, so they will talk about it. It's order actually in the beginning. And it's about the same Spirit of God as well. Let there be light. Amen.
Amen.
Life started. Order started. Now let's turn to 13th chapter of Matthew 11. The disciples came to him asking, "Why do you speak to these people in parables?" Why? Nicodemus, you got to be born again, okay? What? You see my point? What? I'm an old man. What do you mean? The knowledge of the secrets. What? Here's a key word. What? The knowledge. Amen? The knowledge. Now, mark that word. What the word? Knowledge. So the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of heaven has begun to you. No. At this very moment, Jesus said, you got the knowledge of it. Can they operate in it? Are they conformed to that knowledge with the life thereof? Not yet. Is he able to pass on that knowledge? Not yet. Amen. So their eyes open. Yeah, life has not attained. It's like they see, right? They see the light, but they have not begun to grow in the light. Am I making sense to you? Yeah. But not to them. Others don't, as we may see. You will think I'm sinking. Well, this is what Jesus said, right? Their eyes is closed. So, but when your eyes is open, what happened? You can see. So the knowledge is given to you, right? The knowledge is given to you. Amen? Hallelujah. The knowledge is given to you. Now you know. Yeah, there is a table. Now I know. Have you ever heard the story Helen Keller or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
How hard is, how she struggles, you know, to cope with the world. And she has such a desire for knowledge, you know? You remember that, you know? So, but the blindness,
mm-hmm.
and dumbness, essentially dumbness, mm-hmm. but, right? So, how much impaired her to know and appreciate the outside? She has to go through, you know, amazing, like touching the water, like feel the coldness, you know, feel the texture of things, to imagine the things that we easily take for granted, you know? So. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And impaired us. Tremendous Muslim because we can know, but impaired our knowledge of things as well. For example, to her, what is red? What is square? Totally different concept, am I right? But you instantly have the ability to identify what a square is, what a red is, because the word was created through that. You have the source of the word. You come to the root source of the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather through the word concept, try to identify, imagine something to conform it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's what most men do with their spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
They're religious. They learn the terminology, learn teaching, good thinking, and try to imagine something to map it out,
mm-hmm.
the things meant to be only given from the source. And the things that are given there is only a reflection of fragmentary and complementary way to expound and the fellowship. Amen? Sometimes, yes, they do speaking better things, am I right? Things we don't know. I'm making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, why you listen to me? I'm not speaking academically. I'm not speaking progressively with topic. I'm not reasoning with you. I'm a street shop, am I right? Why you listen to me? I don't convince you. I don't say A plus B equals 1, therefore B plus equals A equals 1. All this, I don't see that. Am
you
right?
Said that I would be leaving, right?
Yeah, no, so seriously.
Nah.
Am I? You see my point?
I don't know what you're saying.
I don't do that. Am
okay,
I?
That's good.
It's a street shot.
Yes.
Why street shot? Because you don't need to maneuver the mind anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need to tweak. Hallelujah. Doesn't mean it's aimless to shoot the dart you expect to hit the target. Doesn't mean that. It's there's a different ability. And when Jesus encountered Nicodemus, he said, Nicodemus, wait a minute, let's drop that, am I right? Because I can't talk to you of the things, anything meaningful of God and my life and who I am to you until you drop that. But let's look at it candidly and realistically. How many so-called believers are willing to drop that when they try to approach the spiritual things? We need to, right? So the first step. And when you not reason with them or introduce that is not the right approach. What people will put a good fight on you, right? Are you seeing me? I don't know God. Are you seeing me? I don't want to know God. Are you seeing me? I'm not spiritual. Are you seeing me? I learn nothing. The very reason you see those things is an indicator, maybe yes.
Yeah, right.
Your conscience is convicting you, you know? You're troubled. That's why Jesus said, if you know the Father, if you know the Father. He didn't say you know all about Him. Intuition. If you know good music, am I? You know good fruits, am I right? You smell good aroma. You allow sweetness of a smell, am I right? You love food, am I right? What are you going to do? Surely you will not resist the best chef. Surely you will not resist the best musician. Surely you will not resist the great painter, you know? You're drawn to it intuitively, unless you don't know anything about it, to begin with.
Appreciate it.
Yes, it can appreciate it, right? So their eyes are closed, their ears are closed, the ability to understand is not there.
I was even thinking about
yes.
it when you talked about the seed and the growth and
okay.
the fruit. I was
yeah.
thinking about the two trees in the garden, and so many of us are, you know, those who don't understand, well, I have fruit in my life, I'm
yeah.
doing good things, and
yeah.
I'm getting good things, but they're still eating from the tree of knowledge.
There you go.
And they haven't.
Now you got it.
Yeah, I just
kind now of you got
opened
it.
Up, especially after some conversations that I've had with those close to me and
oh, yeah.
the lack of understanding.
I don't know, it's a good. If you're eating from the wrong tree, you eventually produce the wrong wisdom, right? I'm eating from that tree doesn't mean you don't have wisdom. It's just the wrong kind of wisdom, you know. And religious teachings, for the most part, in my discernment, the most part is from that tree. They try to reason with people, to lure people, to trick people, to convince people, so-called apologetically overpower people, am I right?
It's either from that tree or mixed.
Yes,
mixture,
right?
Yeah.
Mixture, exactly. Now, if you hear God directly, you deny you can hear Him, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me David cannot hear God. Don't tell me Paul cannot hear God. That's not such only unique people. Am I? No, that's what I want every child to be. You are spiritual offspring. You're supposed to know. To begin with. And you if you have to know, how you cannot get acquainted with a person who is teaching you, showing you everything? My sheep hear my voice. What voice? Really? Is a man's voice is familiar with it? Well, because of we, am I right? Because of intimacy build. Well, that's, I don't know how to explain, you know? How a man appreciate good music? Do you think the man don't have ability to appreciate good music? We had to go to million schools, study many books, learn all the instruments in order to appreciate music. No, a little boy knows appreciate music. He can dance now. Hey, Elizabeth is dancing, man. You know, we know. Well, amen, hallelujah. She knows music in her way, and in the most pure and intuitive way. If somebody said she can appreciate music because she don't know how to play piano. Or don't know the Mozart, you know, so are you kidding me? But that's religion. You see the barrier of religion? You got to learn this, you got to acquire this, you got to know existedly, heretically about the Bible, you got to study the original word. Are you kidding me? Abraham don't have it, am I? I mean, David, are you kidding me? David had it? Are you, you understand my point, you know? Mm-hmm. So when we come aboard, said, let's learn from Abraham, learn from the living God, not the God of the dead. And they think we're strange. You don't go to school, you don't know the word, you don't, are you kidding me? You propose to me that way, it's a self design, you don't know God, maybe than me. Because I will tell confidently, I will never tell people like that. I will not dismiss little, what is her
Isabella.
Name? Isabella said she don't know music. Are you kidding me? You maybe you don't know music to begin with. I don't care how much you know the Mozart, how much you think you have played piano, it doesn't matter, you lost the true essence of music. I will never have you to teach me about music. Why? Because all your music stuff is a fluffy, am I right? It's not decent. It's a show. It's a facade. It's something else, alien to music itself. So, I'm making sense. Religion is that dead shell. Wide washed tomb. And Jesus is so, the biggest hindrance for the move of the kingdom is what? It's religion. It's replacing God with another thing. Is proposing the things that only can be imparted by the Spirit of God with man's doctrines and abilities. And Jesus' battle, I mean, use the word vehemently in the right light, am I right, you know? Violently, rather, of his days of false teachers, am I right? The teacher. Maybe have a good heart, but the ways are false, therefore they are false teachers. Amen? Hallelujah. You can tell Nicodemus in the days, Nicodemus says, I'm not a false teacher. Nicodemus will repent, am I right? Remorse said, I have subscribed to the false way, am I right? Mm-hmm. Paul said, all I learned is dumb, man. It's a false, you know? It's not good. I was adamant, empty with God, am I right? That's false. I was producing a righteous my own, that's a false. You don't tell me that word is too strong for you. Check it out now. So Jesus knows this, so when Jesus began to teach, he always bring the people's mind, heart, and spirit in a sense of readiness to hear to this right place. Then he begins to talk. And he tests people. He has to test people where they are. If God permit, Pope tests people, right? We can't fellowship with you with the things matured. We have to talk to you as babies, right? He invited them, right? Is something wrong? Are you a gardener? You know, there is a gentle shoot, there is a strong tree. You know, don't you discern where they are? Jesus said, in other place 24 said, the servant in the house is to give food, offer food, and the proper time. Mm-hmm. And the proper time, mm-hmm. rather, in a sense, proper season. Proper season. Proper time is a season. Thank you. Proper time, we translate, oh, we need breakfast now. Breakfast. That's not what he said. He's speaking of babies. You're a baby, you fed it with baby food. Milk, you know? So, meat is for the mature. That's what it is. So later on, Peter, speaking the same context, am I right? As a newborn baby cream for spiritual milk. Paul speaking about this, huh? You need milk, not solid food, am I right? The same context. Where did it came from? Who told them that? Does it came out of their own place? Or somebody told them? Who is that? Let me ask, who is that? Jesus himself. Jesus himself. And there is a way, Paul said, I could do every church that teaches the same thing. A textbook? Theology? No, this way of engaging spiritual discipline as a son. A man is treated as a spiritual discipline, right? Mm-hmm. Elementary teaching is a spiritual discipline. Mm-hmm. The context, the discipline, your spirit first, always, mm-hmm. then your soul, then your body, through and through, which is sanctified, the same word, right? Your body, soul, spirit, soul, and body. So you can become holy unto God, blameless. The word of watching the church was the same context, am I? So your mind be renewed, transformed, to have the ability to discern what is good, what is evil, what is right, what is wrong. Trained, have yourself trained. Spiritual senses, trained. Do we know our spiritual senses to be trained? I'm talking about gifts. Spiritual senses, spiritual discernment to be trained. Your ability to see had to be trained. And you know the story. Not the arrow, they're going to shot the arrow very good. Even when you can see, you have the arrow, you have the bowser. Can you do it? You have to be trained to do it. Am I right? He's the target. It's a training. You need the training. You train your spiritual ability, train your spiritual senses. Do we have that confidence in common Christianity? We don't. Everything in the spirit is good. Are you kidding me? Should everywhere hit everybody, and you tell me, no damage me, no? I mean, you mean ridiculous, am I right? So,
you put it like that, yeah.
I'm sorry, am I right? So, should I not tell you, slow down now, don't shoot yet. I'm here. Am I right? We want everybody to have a gun to be a fighter, you know? As long as you want to shoot, I will give you the best gun I can get. my God. When we look at it, wouldn't the Lord unhappy with those folks? You lawless ones? I never know you. You never declared to know me. Because I never do those things. I will never do those things to start with. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's not about the humility. This is a basic decency. Would you do that? With your business? With your children? With your wife? With your career? With your education? You would never do that. But why you treat lightly spiritual things? No discernment. I'm not happy with this. It's a sus. And we are become an enemy for many people because we said, let's slow down a little bit. Do you know what you're doing now? We said, oh yeah, I'm full of the Spirit. I'm gifted. God has done this for me, done that for me. That's not the point. Now, do you know what you're doing? Are you sinned? Do you know the will of the Lord? Are you doing our compulsion? Or doing it in service for others? Or doing other obedience? Am I? Who told you to do it? Oh, I'm anointed. I feel inspired to do it. The Holy Spirit told me, listen, you got to know how to discern him, right? So, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody may be troubled with this if other audiences. I'm speaking word candidly. Let's see. Okay, everybody learn math. You could school learn math, am I right? Everybody can calculate. In a certain level, am I right?
Thanks for clarifying.
Okay, yes. Okay. And you'll be the test, okay? You got all good college, you have to be the test in case, am I right? Okay, here we go. You all learn math, am I right?
Yeah, we all learn math, yeah.
Okay, you learn a little bit of math, am I right? Okay, now you're good with math. You hit that score. You go to college. Man, you know math. Nobody can tell you you don't know math, am I right? I can tell you. Now, I'm going to be producing, design a rocket, launch a rocket. Tell me you know math. It's not good enough for me, am I right?
So, how many rockets do you
make? Yeah, exactly. So, how many rockets you made, am I right? So,
how many astronauts?
Yeah, am I right? You see my point? So don't tell me you know math. So I've applied a different standard. Now, we're practical. So it would be foolish for a high school graduate to say, I go to college, the best college in the world, and now I surely can charge the rocket project.
Yikes.
But how many people spiritually think like that? I'm gifted, I learned a lot of things about the Spirit, therefore, I must be able to do the rocket thing. Know nothing about the requirement of making a rocket, launching a rocket. Don't even study it. Amen. To be a priest, to be a king in the kingdom of God is like a very special thing, right? You got to be, you know, you don't need to be set apart for it. You got to learn the discipline thereof, knowledge thereof. Amen. And Jesus' discipleship is absolutely not merely revealing you that there is a God, am I right? And I'm his son, he's more than that, am I right? I'm your savior, am I right? No, he said, you will be like me with the same authority, power, with the same interest, and go about my father's business, disciple the nations. Well, that's different than you're the saved. Amen. He didn't tell his mother to do it. He didn't tell Mary Magdalene to do it. There's a reason, right? So would the mother, Mary, Jesus would say, you're not saved, you don't love me, or you're imperfect, unfulfilled in your life? So then why? What's the difference? The difference that Peter, John, Andrew, those apostles were set aside for something with official capacity, with the mission of the king, with the ministry of the other ministry, that is the ministry for coming down from above. Now, you can tell me Mary is not serving the Lord. Mary Magdalene is, you know, to Mary is not serving the Lord. But if you propose to me, like a Catholic proposing Mary to me, the mother, she's equally be worshipped like Jesus, right? Are you kidding me? Because that's not the scripture. That's what our Lord did. Do you understand my point in this, right? So, I don't care how much piousness, how many think you can attach to it. It's not real. It's a lie. And by the way, that kind of thinking and attributing to character like Mary, the mother, of those things, is speaking loud a deception you tap into. You're deceived so much, you don't even know the decent ways anymore. I'm not against Catholics, you see. But whose tradition there? That's not the Lord. Who produced it? For what purpose to produce it? Who produced it? Not the Lord. For what purpose produced it? Not for the Lord. For man. To enslave man through ignorance and false worships. But not that we see that. Is that because we're trying against somebody, or it's the truth? Hallelujah, it's the truth. Was Jesus not happy with the Pharisees in the temple? So today, there are certain ways we are never to endorse. Don't be troubled by it. See it through. People say, why you say that? Are you critical? No, I'm not critical. I should tell you what it is. Because you demand me to tell you what it is. You know, there's some dust on the ground that I can brush it aside, right? You have the mountain standing my way. I said, you have the huge mountain, move out here. Let my God walk with me. Amen. Hallelujah. In this life, Rachel, pray for us. We're not arrogant. We're humble. These are arrogant things, right? So set themselves up against the will of the Lord. And you need, brother, to have the courage to call what it is and dismiss it. Let this mountain be moved. Cast to the sea. Go ahead and pray for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father, we do come before you, Lord, with humble hearts. For we know that this path, this narrow path that we walk in you is not an easy one. Many times, not even a path that we would so readily choose, if not by the loving guidance of your hands, by the gentle touch of your arms, by the beautiful sound of your voice. Lord, I ask that through your grace, your goodness, your faithfulness,
yes, Lord,
your mercy to all of your sons, that you would pour out your wisdom. And God, that we would be empty vessels, ready to be filled by you.
Either Baba.
That we would be ever secure, resting in your mighty flow. Lord, I know that you are leading, that you are teaching. And God, I ask for patience, Lord, in each one of us.
Yes.
For a peace that is not understood by our human minds. For a joy that does not come because of earthly circumstances.
Yes, Lord.
But that we may let go of the things of this world and cling tightly to the security and the love and the truth that you so freely give us.
Yes, Lord.
As we walk together in this life with you.
And thank you, Lord, for those that you have placed in our lives, those that we will encounter, Father, in the future.
Yes.
I thank you for their lives, for the love that they have for you. But I pray for more.
Yes.
I pray for more willingness, God, to die to themselves. To as well let go of those things that are not of you. To have a desire to be taught in your ways, in your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Give us all strength. Your strength. Especially in the days ahead, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the seasons that lie before us. We bless your holy name.
Bless your holy name. Yes.
Thank you for these times, God, that we have the freedom, the ability to sit before you, to be under those that love you, that hear from you, and their willingness to share with us, to speak your voice and to share your truth. Thank you that you do speak to your sheep. That you lead us and guide us. I pray these things in your precious name.
Hallelujah. What a beautiful prayer. Bless our Lord. Let's continue. Hallelujah. Because the scripture move forward. You're funny. Okay, so whoever in the knowledge, the key word is the knowledge, the secret of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. There's a little bit division separation here. And Lord decided two different approaches to teach them and engage with them. Whoever has will be given more. Amen. Hallelujah. And he will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. This is why. So there is economy here, am I right? You want to know the economy? There is economy here, am I right? Naturally thinking, would think, oh, it's somebody want to do it. Has nothing less to do with the willingness the Lord gave. Has everything to do with the willingness of the one to receive. Amen? Hallelujah. A tree don't want to grow. What do? The sunshine can give, the rain can come, the season come and goes, am I right? Other tree like nothing, but this tree is growth. This tree don't want to grow. What do? But don't want to bear right fruits, am I right? Grow the right branches. What do? I'm speaking, am I right? So therefore, the more you have, the more you will have, the less you will have. Well, remember the false branches can be cut off, am I right? So the less you will be taken away from you. Amen. Yes, it will be taken away because you occupy the place, you waste the land, you waste the rain. Well, somebody going to come around and say, hey, you are not a fruitful tree, I'm going to cut you by the roots, am I right? And root it out, cut it off, burn you. You bear no fruits for me. I have that place for a better thing, am I right? For a better tree. Amen. That's the Bible, am I right? That's the Lord's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Check out the fruits. So that is speaking his way. Now, do he dictate that way? No, he can't do nothing with the Judas. He's scary. He gave that man everything. But who decides the result? Do you see my point in that? We often say God is sovereign, God decides. That's not true, you know, in a sense we use that as a facade to refuse to engage a way of obedience, you know, a way of willing to be taught, am I right? So, refuse the responsibility on our part to engage with God when He's speaking, when He's calling, when He's said, ask, knock, seek, I'm here, am I right? You know, I'm dealing with you, you know? Respond to me. Amen? Hear my voice. Listen to my teachings. Am I right? Wisdom is calling in the rooftop. What are you going to do with it? Run away? Nothing happened? Jesus said, I send on the highway the byway to seek you. Am I right? You don't come? Well, it's okay. I'm brought in. But you ain't brought in. I'm going to check on you. Are you proper dressed? You should know better. This is a king's feast. King's wedding. I mean, you know, a noble son's wedding. Should not you show up with the honor, with the right way, you know, to honor this occasion? Yes, you should. It's implied. Unless you refuse to acknowledge the simple things, you know. So is our heart. It's always about heart. The hard attitude decides everything else. Don't blame the Lord, don't give us things. You see, James said, very rightfully said, you ask wisdom, but you ask with wrong motives, am I right? You ask with disbelief. Double minus, am I right? Disbelief, double minus, the same thing. So, you don't even know whether it's going to come or not. If it comes, you use it for your own appetite, am I right? You ask for, spend on your own thing. So surely, you will not have the right wisdom. But if you just ask with the right heart, am I right? We said God is happy, abundantly give you his wisdom. Now hold up your right hand. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's the key. It's the key to the fear of the Lord. I will tell you, you have to come in and come out. When you come out, you have to do this way. You can't teach and violate God's way. You have to teach his way, and you have to follow his way, to exemplify his way. Amen? How are you going to exemplify his way? Be very selective and demanding in the response to the teaching of the Lord. Am I right? Amen? How does this picture, not next to anybody, apply to him? I mean, how are you going to say, I'm going to train a good dog, I use it for special purposes, am I right? Or be my dog, or be a guard dog, be a shepherd dog, am I right? What dog are you gonna choose? You got 100 dogs around, eventually how many you choose? Don't tell me you don't want every dog to be good. You want everyone to be a shepherd dog, am I right? But how many eventually can be a shepherd dog? Let me ask. I mean, maybe there is a lot, I don't know the process, but I think there is a selection process, am I right? So eventually he said, here's the flag, take care of me. Mm-hmm. Amen? We're talking about it. How about we be that shepherd dog, am I right? Amen. Am I right? In the God, in the Lord, am I right? Willingness is not good enough to God. He said, you got to be conformed in the way that I want you to be, am I right? Mm-hmm. Amen? What do you mean discipline? You don't go through it, yield the right result, the standard, for that result, be accountable for that result. What do you use for discipline? Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, we as the sons, God only disciplines the sons, okay? Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. But not all sons are going to be obedient. So even the confirming sonship, don't be surprised by me saying this. Esau was a son, but Esau he hated him, right? Why Esau hated? Because Esau rejected the discipline of the Lord, the will of the Lord. He treated very lightly, and so despicably. To God, God said, what are you doing with my blessing? I didn't allow you to born into this family, have that kind of heart. As if you never have me. I never showed up in your family. Why you don't honor me? Your father honored me, right? Your grandfather honored me, why you don't honor me? Well, you have a responsibility, you know, so to honor me. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, go on. So, whoever does not have even what he has will take it away from him. This is why, he said, I speak to them in parables. So, explain why he speaks to people in parables. Because he expected to the result.
that's Jesus, am I right? Seems we're cruel, you know, loving. But that's his way, am I right? He does not violate the will of the Father. You cast the seed, it's the same parable, speaking about the sower, am I right? They cast the seed on different ground, different condition of heart, in a sense. And it tells there are going to be different results. It expected. But he didn't say you can't be the better field, am I right? Amen? Amen. But when you become the better field, he discerned you. He said, hey, now I can do further things with this field. I can pour my heart and my sweat into it, am I right? I can care for it as a good farmer would do to this field. Amen? I don't want to allow it to waste it. It's my delight, it's my duty, it's my joy to make it fruitful. I want to be that harvester. I want to have that celebration, am I right? I want to have that joy for the barn full overflows with my west overflowing, right? So that's what I want. That's what I want. So in essence, when we come in, we need to aware this way. How about we come out? Represent the Lord. We need to aware this way as well. Amen. Don't cast pearl to what? Yeah, don't waste your labor in briars and thistles. Don't labor in the wrong field. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And don't feel guilty about it because religion will tell you you're supposed to do this, do that. Am I right? No, you don't need to do any of that. You need to discern what kind of field is there first and foremost. And then decide how to minister the grace of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Be wise. Be wise. Be innocent, but be wise. Because God's way demand honor, demand the fear of the Lord, demand reverence. And you come in the name of the Lord, you demand them to honor the way that you presented. Am I right? Honor the thing you presented. Not compel, not oppressive. But my God, you know? I give you a golden cup. You threw in the dust. You expect me to give you a golden bowl? Come on. Do something with that thing, right? Maybe show some remorse. Show some right will appreciate it, right? Then I will say, well, I have a 1,000 golden bowl for you, maybe, you know? But you can't even do it with a cup. You despised my gift, the best thing I give to you, so far. what yes, you want me to give to you? No way. Until you learn to deal rightfully with that honorable vessel demanded, honor, and it deserved honor. You honor me, my Father will honor you. Hallelujah. Make no shall about it. This is not pride. This is how the kingdom of God will operate. Amen? If you are the recipient, then learn to receive it in the right way. But what if you go out for the Lord? Demand those receiving in this way. Because you don't represent yourself. Not me I represent. It's not my name I'm protecting, am I right? Whose name? God. God's fame. God's way is at stake. I can't do it with my own preferences. Even I want to. Even I would have pity on my mother, a pity on my sister, but I can't do it. Their heart is not for the Lord, am I right? You don't reverend this way. Well, you know what? I have to turn to the beggar on the field, to the madman. You know. Why? Because I am set apart for something of the Lord. I'm set apart for. I don't belong to myself. I can't do things in my own way. I have died to my own preferences. I have my own affections, my own likenesses, my own right wrongs, my own sorrow and joy. You know, so that's my part. Yes, I will have all those in the balance, but my will in terms of obeying God's will, am I right? But, well, I will choose to obey God. Amen. That's why Jesus said, hey, you can't hear anything else but love me. Well, we got to resolve that. That's the first thing that you need to be done. Now, happy is you. Because you are here. You rejoice with truth. You know, there's some fundamental abandonment decision in terms of being God against everything, right? Has been secured. But listen, what I'm saying is not you. What I'm saying is that you need to do it with others when you represent God. That's difficult. That's very difficult. But you need to do that. Because there is a measuring line there. There is a measurement here. The Lord wants to everyone to be measured on that. Amen. Hallelujah. The standard discipleship. So he said, that's why I speak to them in parables. But blessed are you, your ears open, am I right? Blessed are you. Amen. So that's why I speak in those seeing, they don't see, though hearing the one. They don't hear, nor understand. So see is eyes. Last time we talked about seven senses, am I right? Come here, it's speaking the knowledge of the kingdom of God is imparted through what? Through spiritual senses. And there's three organs, there's three capacities here related. Seeing, hearing, and then what? Understanding. Hallelujah. Seeing, hearing, and understanding. You know, seeing something is knowing something. In a sense, you see, am I right? You begin to intuitively know. You don't have to know the language, the concept, you just know it exists, am I right? It's there, it's real. And you can then enter. Now, when you enter something, this is very important for us to know, because within the spirits, oftentimes we hear people present the seven spirits with all kinds of knowledges. But actually, how very simple is relating to when the tree grow, when the new life come to encounter the new world, copy with the new world, growing the capacity to copy the world. That's what God said. Am I right? You're a newborn baby. You're going to grow like a newborn baby, spiritual mind in this case. And your branch, gentle shoot, you're going to copy with our world for all seasons until you're fruitful, am I right? And strong, amen? So it's very clear a parable, and God used it in the way a natural life, a plantary life become fruitful to indicate how spiritual life grows. Then use a natural man's life to indicate a spiritual life grows. So he's speaking to you. Plantary life, fruits, eh? And then animal life, animated life, am I right? Like man, you know? Have a soul. Have a soul. A plant don't have a soul, don't have a conscience, am I right? Have intuition. Amen? Hallelujah. But whether intuition or soul, consciousness, doesn't matter, it's all ordered to encounter or engage the process where maturity and fruitfulness can come forward. Am I making sense to you? Mm-hmm. Very simple. Very simple look at it. Now here Jesus is speaking about, if your eye don't open, you can't see, yeah? You know nothing. You're blinded. You don't know there is a table, there is a room, there is a lamp. You don't know anything. You can see it. But if you see it, that means you can quickly copy it, use it, enjoy the freedom of it, am I? Enjoy the usage of it. You got to learn to be enabled in it. Amen? So, what hearing then is? Hearing means somebody is telling you about it. this is a table now. This you can sit down around it and put a carpet on it, eh? If you want, you have less, put your legs on. You're not joking.
Sorry.
I'm joking. It's okay. You can do that. No, I'm making sense, you know? So, no, it's okay. Am I making sense to you? Yeah? So, let's drag here. Push it. It's okay. Yeah. So, then you understand. As you go about it, amen? You go about it, you begin to able to manage it. Or exercise some power over it. The spirit of power comes. So the spirit of what? Knowledge, the spirit of understanding. Let's turn back to Isaiah in order for me to trace back the topic here. Let's read Isaiah 11. Hallelujah. You guys need to stop me, okay? Because to continue the topic, I don't know where I'm going. So I don't have a theme. I don't have a time frame, right? So you need to help me to check the time, right? So, yeah. So you see the 11 said, a shoot will come from the stem, you say, his roots, from his roots a branch will bear fruits, a fruitful tree, right? So the spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of the Lord. Now, fear of the Lord is more than fear of the Lord in this light, reverence of the Lord. Now, in essence, a rock don't know there is a living God, am I right? To begin with. A man should know there's a living God. All Christians speak about him, am I right? So there is an awareness God is there. Amen. God is there. There is God. There is invisible God. The one who gave me life, gave me existence, gave me consciousness, gave me the ability to know things. I'm not on my own. I'm under someone who has all goodness and all the ways towards me. So in man particularly, God built in this drive, this compass, to seek after him, to be counseled under him, to know God, am I right? Man even don't worship our God, and they still worship a God, am I right? Seldom people say there's no spiritual thing, am I right? There's no something beyond yourself to seek after. Yourself will content, yourself satisfied, am I right? Self-sufficient. No, you know there's something else. So, that's the start of the fear of the Lord. You begin to recognize, oh, you know what? The start of moving around, there's somebody doing something there. I'm not the one doing it. The start of not doing this by myself, am I right? Trees grow, oh, there's something there, am I right? Like a higher intelligence, you know, whatever it is. He set those in motion. And I'm just right in this world, begin to see and enjoy all the benefit of it. Who is him? Who is this God? Who is this one who said things in motion? Who gave me life? Who gave me this awareness? That's exactly where I started to see God, am I? After all the frustration, there's no God. And then with that, you see, oh yeah. Yeah, he exists, am I right? He's a hand in this. He's wisdom in this, am I right? He's doing his ways in this. I don't know him yet. But I see the works. I see the things. I begin to see. The knowledge comes. Yes, it's there. Now, with that, what happened? You have power. You have a knowledge, you have power. And what it means? You have ability to touch something, am I right? You don't know there's a table. Can you put your cup on it? You can, am I right? You can't. You don't know how to walk. You will stumble over it. Now, if you see, you don't stumble. You have certain abilities gained. Am I right? Amen. Hallelujah. As you continue in this interaction, relational, continue to learn how to appropriate this order, this reality into your life, you gain freedom of it. But how you gain freedom? You gain counselor. Some will tell you, that's where God will come around and said, oh, you see now, let me tell you how to be a free man in this thing, in this reality. How to, amen? More than have ability, how to use it, enlarge it, appropriate it, am I right? More than copy with it, but begin to engage it. Mm-hmm. To own it. To rule it. To subdue it. To teach it. To govern it. You different levels of entrustment begin to unfold for you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You newly married, family, am I right? You know you start a family. Nobody can tell you don't have family, am I right? But you also know your family is waiting for young ones to come forward, waiting for other things to come forward, am I right? Mm-hmm. And then you can be fully confident, I'm a mother now. Now, motherhood's come on, enrich the family, introduce a totally different realm. My husband is more than my beloved, he's father now, you know? I'm a mother, he's a father. I need to relate to not as, you know, husband, wife in that capacity. A different set of engagement come along. And you have to say, this is not a burden. When we marry, when we start a family, we know this thing, right? We grow in it. We learn of it. Amen. So is the will of the Lord. You enter the kingdom, you enter the covenant, you enter the spiritual man, in the spiritual reality, you have to learn him, let him to enrich you, am I? To enlarge you, to entrust you in different level of things. And that is when counsel comes. The Lord will counsel you into all things. Amen. Hallelujah. When you've been consoled, your heart is enlightened, you begin to understand him, right? Oh, that's how God do it. Oh, that's why he do it. Amen? That's then, from that place, you will have the ability to say, that's what he's going to do. Because I know his ways now. I know what he needed. I know what he's going to do. What are you going to do? Amen? I know what is to come. You don't tell a fig tree that he's going to bud it out, he's going to bear no fruits. You know what's to come. Jesus said, you look at the cloud in the sky, you will know there's a rain coming, am I right? So you know his ways. You don't have to say, hey, let me prophesy over you. There will cloud will show up. No, you know, that's ridiculous, am I right? But we often think that what the prophetic gift is. Oftentimes, I know what's to come. But do you see me say that's a prophecy? I don't. I just know the way. I know the result. Amen? Water going to flow to the lower place. You can't tell me water every day going to fly above. That's not going to happen. So water is coming, and there's a low valley, I will tell you what is going to happen. That's going to be have a lake, a river. Do we understand this? Eh? Amen? Hallelujah? And then you can tell people, get out of that valley. Yeah. Rain's coming. Now it's time to season the plant. You can tell me people what to do. You can copy your life in freedom, am I right? Not in violation, not in dictation, but the copy and the facilitate and manage. Amen. Now, with the sense of understanding comes wisdom. That's called the crowning of wisdom. Because you know the things in and out. With wisdom, hallelujah, is entrustment. Hallelujah. Let's use a one singular example of a plant. Bear fruit. How you become a gardener now? Okay? From a little baby. Oh, mama, it's so good. Look at that seeds budded out, am I right? Look how green the leaves are. Oh, how beautiful flowers, am I right? From place, he said, hey, you know what? I'm a gardener. where I go, if proper field given, proper weather given, I going to plant an apple tree, man, and enjoy some apples, wherever it is. I carry the economy with me. I carry the wisdom with me. Wherever I am, there will be this apple tree. There will be this reality. There will be this life. Yes, I appreciate the delight of a new apple tree budding out. I appreciate the flower blossoming. But you know what? I have the whole economy apple tree as long as I have the seed. And I'm going to have a field. And God will give me that field, and God will give me the seasons, and God will give me the sunshine, because He always will give to me that. So you, nobody can tell me I cannot be a gardener. Are you crazy? I got it. Doesn't matter. Maybe I cross the desert, maybe I cross a valley, but as long as I'm going to go to the place where God sent me, said, there's your garden is, well, nobody can tell me I can be a gardener. I got the seed. I got the wisdom. I got it. I can teach thousands, if many, thousands, many, thousands, thousands of others to start their own garden of apple tree, orchard, whatever. Or maybe next thing, I'll learn to plant a pearl tree to enjoy some peaches, you know? Amen. Now you understand God, right? Amen? Is that boastful? But it's very natural. So is the wisdom of the Lord in the Spirit. Because this is your production. This is your fruitfulness of the Lord. Now don't be marred or worried about people with a so-called gifts or visitations. What does we? My God, look at that. That's why you are able to teach angels. Because an angel don't have the advantage. Learning things you learn. They don't have that level of counsel of God as a father unto a son. They don't have it. Don't be surprised. Angels are very spiritual, right? God has talked to the spiritual being, angel said, hey, let's say some spiritual conversation going on here, right? Let me tell you some spiritual mission, spiritual reality, spiritual happiness, spiritual entrustment, spiritual power, spiritual authority, spiritual whatever it is spiritual, right? Whatever happened with angel with God is spiritual, right? So you can't tell me not spiritual. But don't tell me that's spiritual when God speaks to me as a son. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's a spiritual, but you don't have what I have, am I right? Do you? You don't. Come on now. We understand it. So not all spiritual things have the same reality, the same counsel. And the counsel thereof, or the wisdom thereof, decides the substance. That's why in other places I'm speaking about this topic. What is the glory of God? Is it His wisdom? Is it His wisdom? He has different Satan's wisdom. With wisdom, now His entrustment. Hallelujah. That's why Solomon asked for wisdom, am I right? When he was anointed to be king now, when he asked God, King of wisdom, am I right? King of peace. Then he need God, said, Lord, give me wisdom. So he can be a shepherd for a king. You know, I can take care and minister justice in the midst of people. He can render right church judgment. Go on with this. Turn back to Isaiah 11. I give a final introduction. Am I right? What do you think? Now, speaking of the growth of a tree, thinking about the seven seasons, seven celebrations of God's feast, same principle. Think about the 7 days creation, same principle. So God, through all those seven ordinations, ordination seven, implied this ultimate entrance in the receiving it and in the preceding out of it. Remember this too. I don't know how to explain it now, I'm going to explain this if how to enter. You start with the fear of the Lord. Then you enter lordship, right? Entrustment. Like a man in the beginning, God said, multiply, food and fall, right? Reproduce, right? And then subdue. What do I mean subdue? Teach my wisdom, give counsel my ways. See that? Amen. So he has to learn. He ordained for man to learn to grow up in this, right? Then when you get a hold of it, he said, in my stead, in my way, with my entrustment, care for me the things that were created, which are created, and teach them of me. Am I? This is coming out. Hallelujah. This is coming out. Enter in and come out. Enter and come out. We enter in, you learn from him. We come out of him, you represent him. You reflect him. You serve him. You serve him. You become a helper with Christ Jesus, with the visible Father. Co-workers with God, am I right? So, in essence, the seven spirits, there's yin and out. Yin and out. Each one required discipline. Each one required discipline. Your yin is not good enough. That's half the discipline. What about the come out? You have to be disciplined to know how to come out. Hallelujah. Am I right? The son of Zadok cannot carry the holy garment in the outer court. Why? There's a holiness is only meant for the inner court. Or you can defile the will of the Lord in on your own. Amen. 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 Now God wants to heal every leper. He wants to heal every sinner. But we can't afford to totally abandon the holy will of the Lord. That's why in other place said, be holy, Peter said, for God is holy. Now he was a sinner to sinners. Amen. Hallelujah. You understand this? Be perfect, for God is perfect. What does that mean, perfect? Lack of nothing. Complete. Complete. Not just don't drunk, don't smoke, don't do this, don't. Am I right? It's not that kind of perfection. He said, be. Am I right? Be the one God is. Am I right? Be. Amen? Hallelujah. You see, totally different other things. This is how you become a free man, not a slave. Therefore, there shall be no condemnation for those who are led by the Spirit of God as the Son of God. Led, that word is more than led. Okay, Elijah is going to go here tomorrow. Elijah is going to heal that dead man. Am I right? That's led by the Spirit, but it's not the kind of led by the Spirit Paul was talking about. He's speaking about being conformed into the fullness of the Son of God. This is huge. If you really understand it, this is huge. Because when you settle with this, you will have the ability to hear God differently. You will not be challenged by modern day Christians who never settled in God's house yet. Don't even enter the threshold yet of their gifts. The gifts leading you nowhere. If we don't enter into this way, hallelujah, nowhere, because you miss the real mark, amen, and you progress in this way, hallelujah, and that is a great gift to God and a great gift God can give to you, to be the wise one, not wise in man's eyes, not wise in the eyes of the world, but be the ones that are wise in God's counsel. Hallelujah. Let's go. So we see the effect with this, we would think it's only one branch, one fruitful tree. Notice more than that, because speaking lordship comes with a kingdom, with an office, a mission, a responsibility. And then the scripture continues to expound the result of it, the ministry of it, the manifesting of it. You know, go on, say, what are you going to do? He will delight in the fear of the Lord in 3. Why delight? Everything does. It delight. It's a free. It's a freedom, you know? It's a fruitful. It's a good. It's a perfect. He will not judge. Now here we go. Come back to ritual and recognize. He will not judge by what he see. What word? See eyes. With his eyes. Nor decide what he hears with his ears. So two capacities. But with righteousness, see that? So what do you see? Righteousness, am I right? The right way doing things in the kingdom. He will judge me. With justice. What is justice? The balanced wisdom, am I right? What is right and what is wrong? He will give decisions to the poor of the earth. Or to the one don't have anything, am I right? So it's more than physically poor, speaking about the one need help, need support. And he struck the earth with the rod of his mouth, and the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. So he will put the wicked down, amen, exhort the righteousness. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash rod of the west. Hallelujah. Can you believe that? He becomes spiritually endowed in glory, spiritually garmented as a king and a priest. So what he has? Spiritual honor, spiritual glory, spiritual ability, spiritual power. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what is the knowledge? This we will produce the knowledge of God. So when this we said, all creation will learn of God. So the continuous speaking about the restored Eden, right? All wickedness, copra will lay down. You know, a lamb will lie down with a lion, right? Stuff like that. And go on. Hallelujah. Until in nine, they will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain Zion. Until for the earth will be full of the knowledge of God. Like water run to the valley of the sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to sum up the introduction there. In the beginning, God said, let water be separate. Let there be light. So water began to draw, am I right? What come out of it? Land come out, am I right? Dry land come out. On the third day, he said, let there be sun, the moon, am I right? Govern the bodies. So life begin to have seasons, am I right? Begin to have seasons, am I right? Season getting in motion. Then he said, what? Let there be plants, let all kind of animals, let all kind of things on the sea. Amen? On the third day, he set things into orbit, into order. Hallelujah. But the starting the giving of life. Starting the giving of life. Before that thing is only a preparation. It's very important. It's very important. Because the soul is a spirit God. Everything to do is a work, the work of spirit give a life. If the field is a sown the seed, it requires the spirit to give seasons, give life, to give the fruits. The same thing. So eventually, however, is a man being crowned with glory and honor, am I right? Above all things else, and he gives the entrustment to shepherd and teach. While he being taught, am I right? Being discipled by the Lord, taught by the Lord, into his counsel of wisdom, this entrustment. And that's what Jesus Christ restored to us to begin with. Now, if you are a spiritual person, you are to enter into the full spectrum of the work of the Holy Spirit. This order is also going to be imputed to you. And when you come out, you're also going to carry this order with you to reproduce and subdue. Amen? In and out. Am I right? To in as one who yield to God, worship God. You out, you represent God. Hallelujah. You roar with God, so called, you know? Let's forget the human pride, that kind of thing. Self-exaltation. Come with it genuinely as a song. being one heart, one agreement with God, full-heartedly without any hindrance, to love and obey and go about the Father's business. You guys, maybe the I'm speaking continually, but Lord, with this blessing, let's set up and pray together. Hallelujah. And that is the day to come that it is God wants every man to become his son. But he has his way. Many are called, few are chosen. And he wants us to become his people, to be able to teach our children, teach the people we have in life, give to our life, to represent him. You know, the wisdom of the Lord produce true life and true order and true peace. In that, we almost like a coward. You know, the Lord can cover us, am I? So, hallelujah. Can I have your hand here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Nicole, I want you to pray for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're getting a little bit late here. Yeah. Oh, is that right? Huh? Yeah. There we go.
Got the Holy Spirit.
Is that right? There you go. That's funny. Seriously? Okay.
I love that you have them standing hand in hand right now, Lord. I don't think that's a small thing. I don't think that's any small thing at all. Strength, Lord, in that, and power in that, Lord, and wisdom. Thank you, Father, for these pillars that you have allowed me to be in relationship with. God, I pray as we go forth in what was just shared, God, that you would be revealing to us. I don't know if I'm the only one, but I need to know how to do the things that we've talked about today. Mm-hmm. How to discern your spirit. How to discipline my spirit. How to discipline my soul. How to discipline my body. Because there's nothing more that we need or want than you. So give us these things, Jesus. Give us these things. We want to be discipled. We want to be disciplined. We want to be drawn in. We want to go into the holies and holies. We want to be your consuming fire. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I bless my brother. Soon, and I bless my sisters here tonight, God, as we answer your call, Lord. As we go forth as ones that you have, Lord, called out, ones that you have asked to follow you. And I ask for mercy and grace.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, that you have brought unity and that you are drawing yours to one another. And as we rest in you, as we grow in you, as you teach us, as we yield, and as we worship you, God, may we go out in full strength to represent you, Father. May we ready ourselves by your teaching and in your ways, Lord, to be fully prepared to be your sons and your blessed representation.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
May we proudly wear that crown of wisdom.
Yes. Yes.
And not be afraid, God, of what others think or feel because of what you have given us, Father. Because there is no better gift, Lord God.
Yes.
There is nothing else to want or desire besides you, Father God.
Yes.
Go with us, God, throughout this week.
Yes.
Continue to strengthen us in the spirit and in the physical, Father.
Yes.
Heal us from the inside out, Father. Bless your holy name.
Sir, give me your forehead. Hallelujah, Lord. I pray against the things that cause headaches.
Thank you, Lord.
Cause weariness and sleepiness, Lord. I pray against them. There will be rest. Lord, I pray for this be an open door. Your power and grace will saturate every child. Lord, I pray against anything that caused a little girl like Haley, Lord, to be troublesome. And others unrestful. Pray there will be supernatural peace and joy.
Thank you,
Jesus. A profound joy, a joy unspeakable. Joy is not caused by delightful moments, delightful things. A joy bubbling inside of us. A joy even we are sorrowful, still there.
Thank you.
Your word said we can rejoice in everything, Lord. There's many a man, Lord, on the sickbed, in trials, in terrible situations, Lord. He's smiling, Lord. Today I remember this beautiful philosopher, you know, is guiding to Nero, actually, when he dismissed Nero a while and began to. But he recorded when Nero killed the Christians smiled in the flame, in the fire, you know? There is something else there, right? It's not human, you know? It's not merely them, like Stephen, okay, you know? Stone me, you know? All hurt, all going on. I mean, it was troublesome, but he has serenity, right? Do you have those moments? It's like everything is against you, nothing is really making sense. You have no reason to be joyful and not be troubled. You will be thinking, okay, but actually smile inside of you, okay. Okay. Not defiantly, okay, come on, you know, I got joy, you know. Just,
it was well
okay.
with my soul.
I'm sorry?
It was well with my soul.
It's well with my soul. I'm somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's everything still around me. You're not going to decide anything on me. You're not going to touch me. Even you burn my flesh to the ashes, you're still not going to touch me. Not because I have a high faith in Christ. So, is ready here with the Lord is with me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord is for me.
Lord,
I pray for that.
Thank you.
And power, a peace. Peace and power. Together. Together. And she will not ask for quick solution, quick outlet, but she will produce a peace, right?
Mm.
The environment, the current peace. Right?
Yes.
Children will not obey into particular things, particular instruction. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She will obey into a way,
yes.
Into an atmosphere of the world,
mm-hmm.
into a culture, into a flow of things, rather than the ripples, the currents.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
Let
you.
This one be the wind that carry everything. Be that center with this wind.
Mm-hmm.
You be with her and crown her with joy and wisdom. Thank you, Father. Let the troubles, the burden, be put in the right place. Lord. Not that we have to exclude them, but above them, over them.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Any prayer for us?
Thank you, Father, for who you are, God. Thank you for your ways, Lord. Thank you that you desire for us to know those ways and walk them out. And you've provided a unique way to do that. Thank you for the opportunity to closely learn that. I pray, God, that you would help us. That you would allow us to be receptive and receive in the way that you desire for us to receive.
Mm-hmm.
That we would learn how to walk that out in the way that you desire for us to walk that out, and not try and manipulate that or fit it into our own box or idea.
Mm-hmm.
But that it would just fluidly move through us and in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you that that's what you desire for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray, God, that you would help us to give up ourselves, our fight, and our
mm-hmm.
own perceptions,
yes.
to allow that to happen. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Lord, for the freedom that's in that, God.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray that we would not make it so hard on ourselves and those around us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Just thank you for that opportunity to learn that, to create an environment, to help those younger than us grow up in that environment, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray, Lord, that you would just give us the grace to do that, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hallelujah.
Just bless you for
that's the wisdom here. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's pray for Nicole. We pray for you. Lord, we don't necessarily know how to pray for her in particular, Lord. You know her.
Mm.
You know her needs. Let us pray for her needs, not overbearing her, Lord, in the sense she has things that I can get the neck out of the water, Lord. No, Lord, I pray she will more than walk on water.
Mm.
She will know that you ordained everything in terms of water, the ocean, the stream, the cloud,
mm.
or you and wind, you are everything, everywhere. So Lord, I pray for that awareness and the fear of the Lord, the delight of the fear of the Lord, Lord, that you are in everything.
Thank you.
And in all things you are for her,
mm-hmm.
and you work out the good for her. That kind of knowledge, living knowledge,
mm.
will just I don't know the word, Lord. I don't know how the word. Flow her, Lord, into, merge her into
mm.
your living ways. It will be effortless, Lord.
Thank you.
It does not need to go 1,000 miles to have it. Your word said it's in us,
mm.
it's with us, you're for us.
Mm.
Lord, your word also said it's not do's, don'ts, Lord. It's the awareness of things.
Mm.
It's the, more than the past your heart, it's also an initiation of our understanding. It's the way we choose not to judge things prematurely or not go through the process you're counseling. Lord, so Lord, I pray the taunting the devil will be silenced.
Yes,
and when we learn to have our mind renewed, things are familiar to us.
Mm-hmm.
We have, your word said, even we have the transformed mind, we are to test and prove the will of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And you engage us like that because you want us to be taught like that. That's the way you engage us. So when we are doing that, just that, may the devil be silenced, his tongue be silenced. Because at the moment, we're not certain, we're not sure is this your will or not. But it's not confusion, it's not that we're not seeking, it's not that you withheld yourself from us, Lord. It is the engaging process, it is a training ground, it's a natural outcome. We're being changed, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I see the devil sow seed of trouble and confusion to you in this process. Lord, you need to learn. This is not a place, the wrong place for you to be. It's a perfect place for you to be.
Mm-hmm.
The deciding elements of this is that you are hearing God, your heart is for God,
mm-hmm.
and God is with you, and He's renewed your mind. He will introduce things unfamiliar to you, things that is not require you for action, require you for the waiting, to see, to test and prove. And test and prove, let me give a very clear instruction on this, parable-wise. You know, I will test something, whether they are good or not. They're bronze, they're dirt, they're wood. I will test whether that's good or not. So when I tested it, this is gold, doesn't mean quickly I will have a golden tablet, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
A gold goblet, you know, the cup
mm-hmm.
to drink my wine. And then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fashion that gold. A totally different process in terms of testing, am I right? Whether this is good or not. I will fashion that gold into the perfect shape that, which will be a perfect golden cup for me. Then I drink wine. Now when you drink the wine, imagine that's the will of the Lord now. You always have the cup. You can always have your cup will overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when your mind, your spiritual mind, and my spiritual wisdom need to be formed, you, the first thing God going to do is whether the thing you're efforting, I mean, put your concentration in, the thing you ask God for counsel wisdom in, are they really the things God wants you to be counseled for? Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't apply the wisdom to raise up a dog to your kin. It doesn't work. So don't ever ask it. Mm-hmm. Am I right? So don't ask like that. Religion will tell us, you got to compete, you got to have what others have. But don't do it to yourself. Do it in the living way. God, is this the wisdom for me in this particular, in this season, for this matter?
Mm-hmm.
Ask in the living way. Not ask in a faraway land.
Mm-hmm.
Not ask in a movie, you know? It's not real for you. It's your living life. It's here. It's here. It's present.
Mm-hmm.
God is with me.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to learn to how to be a good brother to you, to a sister, thinking about there some has to be a perfect sister or a miserable sister or this sister, that sister, out there for me to learn how to be a good brother to that sister. No, I have anything wrong. I'm going to engage her as a sister, right? Starting from here. So I don't need to worry about thousand miles away, there may be a better girl, or
so.
A worse girl. You know,
that's
my point. That's not, if I do that, I miss the whole thing. I miss the real living way.
Mm-hmm.
So learn with the Lord is always a present. Now, something Nicole wanted to tell you, mystery. I forgot. When you really want to learn something, God, well, you can't stop Him to teach you. I'm telling you, okay? So You really going to learn he want to teach you something? You don't get it one time, you will be certain the next corner going to shoot up to teach you the same thing. The next corner, you don't get it, he will do it again. He will do it again. Now, don't be be surely humbled, but don't be troubled, right? When you fail one time, second time, three time, right? You will miss it. You will just touch your head. You know, what's the thinking? I missed it, you know? But listen, you will have it 77 times. Now, however, you now have 77 topics, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You will 77 times learn the same thing. That's when God showed up. That's when you know God is with you. I'll give you a template. Okay? You know, normally, you do better than me, am I right? I had to do 7 times, maybe. You maybe 3 times, good enough for you, am I right? I learned from 77 times to narrow down to 7 times, okay? So from 7 times to do 5 times, am I right? From 5 times to 3 times, these days maybe half, okay? Oh Lord, okay, you told me that. Okay, Lord, I got it.
Got it.
Click it, am I right? Sometimes you don't even aware you are in it. Do you see my point? You don't even aware you're in it. Only later on something happened for you. Oh, God, you just use me. God, you just speak to me. Okay, through me, doing something. I don't even aware I'm using about you, you know? I'm not aware of I'm doing something for you.
Mm-hmm.
Or with you, through you, am I right? Whatever. Or you through me, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not agenda-oriented. You're not pressure-oriented. You just the other flow, other balance, you move. Now, you don't decide it. You actually feel bad sometimes. Okay, do I miss this? Do I just overstep?
Yeah.
Do I speak in more agitated way or stronger way? How do you recognize, oh, it's needed. Oh, somebody, you know,
yeah.
Much encouragement is Sunday, you know, Monday you said to me, oh, it's that word is good. I was feeling, I know God is speaking to you, right?
Yeah.
I clearly know, but I don't know how it's going to be appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's the territory you have to leave each person to decide.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You don't want to just impose yourself on people.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the word. And then you message it back. I said, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Because that's when you know you're not missing. And then you know your spirit is impacting. You know it's fellowshipping.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing. How many times Rachel is encouragement, he said, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, something like that, everything is dead on.
Yeah.
You know, or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
And then, some others want to pray for her. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
Please go ahead.
I want to pray for her.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Nicole, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we bless you.
I'm blessed by her, God. I know that you are blessed by her. Lord, I just ask, God, that in the great measure with which she longs for you and desires for you, Lord, that you will come and meet her all the more, Lord, in abundance and overflow, Lord, to her desire.
Yes, Lord.
God, strengthen her. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to give her your strength and your power, Lord. To resist the enemy and his voice, Lord, to even silence him, more than recognize him, Lord, but to silence him. God, you have named her Victorious Overcomer.
That's what Nicole means?
That's what Nicole means. I bless you, Lord. I praise you, God. I praise you for who you have made her to be.
What does Cheryl mean?
It means beloved one.
Here we go. Perfect. Okay. What do you mean?
I don't know.
It means bright light.
Oh, there you go.
Bright
that's
light.
Real. Okay.
Woo!
What does ritual mean? I don't know that.
It means little lamb.
Oh, there you go. Seriously, okay. That's perfect. Amen. Go ahead. Sorry.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Your ways are truly beautiful. Incredible, God. We just worship you, Lord. We worship you for the way that you work, for who each person has such a unique and vital reflection of you and your nature.
God, and I just praise you for Nicole and for her place in your story. God, for the beautiful representation that you have destined for her to be.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. I just bless her, God. I just strengthen her. I build her up. Lord, pour in to her your life, God, and the life that you give. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, the Father.
Amen.
Lord, give her more spiritual gifts. As much we say there is a good use for gifts, Lord, we just don't want the misuse of it, Lord. Become hindrance, become a distraction, Lord. But we do ask you to abandon the gift, give to us spiritually, that we can know you more, serve you more, with more of your enabling abilities, Lord. Thank you. Anybody else? For Nicole?
Father, I thank you again for the sister, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight that you would fill any void of loneliness in her heart. She is crying out, Lord, and asking. She desires you in so many deep ways, Father. And we all know that you will answer that cry. And so, Lord, on her behalf, God, I ask that you would truly bring your peace and joy in this time, in this season.
Thank you, Father.
That we know words, our words, Lord, can't fill any void.
Thank you, Father.
Only yours.
Son.
Only your truth, Father. So I thank you now for what you are going to do,
thank
what you
Lord.
Have already done.
Yes, Lord.
Bless her tonight. Bless her family. Bless her children. Her husband. Her sister and their family, God. Her parents. And
hallelujah.
Those that do have that place in Nicole's life, that she has that sphere of influence in theirs. May they all be blessed. We love you, Father.
Nicole is going to do something, only keep it to herself, don't tell anybody yet. Okay, so there is a place in the Bible speaking about. What is
that's
that?
Being recorded.
She said, is that being recorded?
Okay.
Do you want, that's right, yeah. Do you want me to stop?
That's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, but there is a place, you know, the Bible clearly said, wherever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven, wherever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So, oftentimes, we pray in different capacity for people. Today I'm going to exercise the capacity in that kind of level. When the door is open, it will be open for you, and closed will be closed for you. For the benefit, like Jesus, when Peter was a little bit ignorant what's happening, right? He said, oh, the devil claim your life, basically shifting you, but I prayed for you, he said. I prayed for you. I can see the evil one has worked towards undermine you. And it's not just through the people, people's reflection on certain things. You represent something, is we're upsetting the devil. I will tell you that. Each person is uniquely important to God, so there is a devil's work against them. But it's beyond that, even, in a sense. So, I hear your name again, so that's something. Sometimes we can, God allowed to overcome, God allowed all those who assign us to work together to overcome, am right? So, as a body, we'll overcome the devil all together. So, so what I'm going to do today is with agreement of all the sisters, with agreement of the Lord, hopefully, to intercede for you and pray for you in this capacity, in this way. That the schemes and the plans of evil one towards your life will be cancelled.
Amen.
And his claims will be cancelled.
Yes.
You may have troubles, hardships, turbulences in life, but yourself will go to the destination where God has planned for you. There's no wind going to carry you away. There's no torrent, no storm
will hinder you to come to the end of this journey, where God's love, God's kingdom, God's truth, God's life is all for you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We all are like a people in the ark, and we go through a spiritual journey with different hindrances on the way. But I pray, Lord, Lord, you will be the sail, the captain, the rudder, and the guiding compass, the morning star. The wind even carries the sail back to the right. It's a light horse, Lord. Everything that is needed for this ship, for this passenger. Thank you, Father. I pray against the storm of the devil, Lord. Even this very moment, I pray for changes that it will liberate and release this life and those that are with her to a new place, your place, Lord, your blessed place that is yet to come.
Yes.
But there is a pressure built up, there is a tension built up, there's a certain even struggles filled up, Lord. Worrisome to each party, to some party concerned, Lord. I pray you will give, because of love, because of respect, because of truthful heart, because of compassion, because love overcomes sin and ignorance and overcomes small things, Lord.
Thank you.
There will be a greater unity, a recognition. But I remember there was a day Rachel struggled with teen's choice and weeds of understanding of spiritual life. Lord, it was burdensome. But there is a moment Rachel come downstairs, I heard, said, I know my husband loves the Lord. I know he hears God. I don't quite understand, but I will listen and do. Lord, I pray for Ron Nicole. There will be such nature recognition.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in honor of your word, your revelation, your instruction to her. Our not perfect knowledge or reasons, but ask a deeper, profound trust. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the trust of this way will be rest on Nicole, so the burdens have to convince, explain, and to somehow to burden yourself, to show others, to Lord, that pressure, that we to do that, be lifted off, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, thank you, Father. You more than will intervene. You will take charge of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can rest upon you, Lord. We can rest in your time, in your ways, in your ability to get through it. In the name of Jesus, in this life, I pray for Nicole, agree with her, for very selectively, and by your probe, by your insensitivity, Lord, the soul and the spirit you pray for, the heart you pray for, Lord, she prayed for me, sorry, to be opened to your door as well. Thank you, Father. The doors for them will be opened, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's your promise. When ones are saved, the whole household can be saved, Lord. We don't want to use that overlap. But it's true, Lord. It's true. That's how it works. A door of peace, a door of willingness, a door of beliefs opened. The whole household will have a triple down, spread around, and a kind of thing, Lord. So I pray you will come and do a great work, Lord, in her midst. And use her in this way. Encourage her. This whole she will be used.
Amen.
And you will do, Lord. You will be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for parents, Lord, will have more grace. The rigid ways will be checked, Lord, to a turn to a heart of gentleness, heart of compassion. Not prejudge, Lord, will be patient, Lord. There is a needed patience on their part, Lord. I pray they will not come
prejudge prematurely, Lord. There will be a love, there will be an accommodation, there will be an openness to give way to your grace, to things they don't understand, Lord, fully comprehend, but they will give room to it, Lord, so not produce tension in relationships, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. Call them how to do things. They will happen, Lord, on their part. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so, you know. Amen. Bless
yes,
the Lord.
Yes, you do.
Okay, bless the Lord. Okay, so, amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
I pray for Mama. Will somehow, Lord, be visited by you. The early days of her life being told by you, touched by you. Have that first love, first recognition, Lord. Thank you, Father. Especially from that place, there will be a testimony of her, an invitation, an understanding of her, Lord, to others. As we say, yes, we remember those good things God done in our life. Is that what's going on with Nicole? Let's watch the scene. Let's have God give us counsel in these things.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Mm-hmm. I literally know what I'm saying. Okay, so the sea is already so, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Lord, to follow that, we step forward in a step of faith, Lord. I pray this not as a this intercession, a prayer, Lord. A supplication, rather, Lord. But I pray that natural elements of their life, Lord, will begin to take shape for greater changes, that they will be liberated and uprooted from certain environment to be replanted. Lord, maybe they need to move here. I don't know about those things, Lord. I just pray. I pray for doors, Lord. I pray for alignment, agreement, Lord. Thank you, Father. I pray for your visitation, rather. If your angel needed to send your angels, if visitation needed to send your visitation, if special occasion opened up, Lord, you open up. Lord, I pray this burden on Nicole's part, to arrange things, to nag you about the things, will be gone, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You will take charge of it, Lord. In the meantime, she will have to rejoice with you, patient with whatever she has, and patient with the people where they are, Lord, and learn for you in the quiet and tranquil way, Lord. Learn to be content with things. Be content with yourself, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. And delight in things, Lord. Delight in things, in simple things. In the name of Jesus. She knows that. She delighted in the little can. Where is the can? She delighted in the little ones, Lord. Let that delight spring first. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Like a magnet, Lord. Like a fountain will impact everybody around. I give you joy there. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We love you, sister. it's truly a joy and delight to know you. So I mean, you know, I'm impressed. The quote, okay, but I'm already impressed. So. I'm encouraged. So. Yeah, you guys got a good, beautiful friend here. So what a delight. Amen. We'll let you go then. Rest well.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hallelujah. Okay. Bye. Bye. Yes. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Good
bless
stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Bless you.